This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
X-Rays by Max Eastman. Your eyes were gem-like in that dim, deep chamber, hushed and somber with imprisoned fire, with yellow ghostly globes of intense aether, potent as the rays of pure desire. Your voice was startled into vivid wonder when the winged, wild, whining mystic wheel took flight and shot the dark with frosty crashings, like an iceberg splitting to the keel. Your flesh was never warmer to my passion than when, moving in that lumer green, we saw with eyes our fragile bones enamored, clasping sadly on the pallid screen. You seemed so virginal and so undreaming of the burning hunger in my eyes, to peer more fever deeply in your being than the very death of passion lies. The subtle tuned shy motions of your spirit, fashioned through the ages for the sun, were dumb in that green luster-haunted cavern, where you walked a naked skeleton. Slim-hipped and fluent and of lovely motion, living to the tip of every bone, and ah, too exquisitely vivid moving, ever to lie wanly down alone. To lie forever down so still and slender, tracing on the ancient screen of night that naked and pale writing of the wonder of your beauty breathing in the light. About this poem. Max Eastman's poem X-Rays appeared in Volume 1, Number 8 of The Liberator, a socialist magazine edited by Eastman himself. In the same month, the poem was also published as a part of his collection Colors of Life. In Max Eastman, A Life, Christoph Ermscher, distinguished professor of English at Indiana University Bloomington, discussing Eastman's poetry on the subject of his relationship with silent film actress Florence Deschamps, writes that, arguably the most successful poem in the collection is X-Rays, where Max, for once, finds an objective correlative for the overflow of emotion that makes some of the other poems almost a little embarrassing to read. The occasion for X-Rays is unknown. Did Florence have an X-ray taken with Max present? Did Max merely imagine the scene? No matter, the metaphor finally allows Max to separate the lover from the poet, and with great success. Countering fears about the invasiveness of X-rays, the machine makes Florence seem more naked than just naked. A virginal, vivid skeleton in the green light, startled into an intense purity, stripped of the flesh Max so desires, a naked and pale wonder. A slim-hipped, exquisitely boned spectacle, luminous, fragile, and self-sufficient against the dark screen of Max's life.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.